To share with us a word that the Lord spoke to me about, and it's the mystery of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the one that was in Eden. So I'm just going to share with what he said. Holy Spirit said, knowledge means to know, to be intimate with, to be engaged with whatever you're getting to know. He says, see all those people that study a particular subject, so that knowledge that they've taken can become a way of life. For example, to be a doctor, to be a scientist, to be a yoga expert, and etc. They take in the knowledge and it becomes part of them, thus having an intimate relationship with their knowledge. Some people will call themselves experts based on the intimate knowledge of their subject of choice or based on how they want to live. The subject of knowledge is, look at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The subject there from that tree is the knowledge of good and evil. So look at it as a sentence. The knowledge of the tree of good and evil. Good and evil, the knowledge of good and evil being the subject. People have become intimate with this knowledge because they want to be like God, or small lowercase g, what we now call ourselves experts in. Some people will say they're gurus or yogis and etc. The Lord says and continues saying, we should seek to know God, have a knowledge and intimacy of him and with him. This is only through the tree of life, which is Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, Yeshua, who is the truth, the way, and the life. It says, we were kicked out due to what we chose. Adam and Eve, because remember that fulfillment came to pass where the Lord spoke a word and it was fulfilled in Adam and Eve when they chose the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The Lord says that Adam and Eve were kicked out of Eden due to what they chose to be intimate with. But remember, because there was a tree of life in Eden as well, if you look at Genesis. There was a tree of life and they could eat from all of those trees, but the one of the knowledge of good and evil. They could have had intimate knowledge, they could have asked the Lord, and I believe through the tree of life, through Jesus Christ and his fruits, they could have asked him, why can't we eat there? What's happening? What happens there? There was nothing wrong with them asking the Lord, and say he has stopped them from asking him. He just says, don't eat there. But they chose to go eat there, and because they became intimate with that knowledge, and then the world ended, remember, and then the scrolls were fulfilled in the sense that that world had to be removed, and then a new world was created through Noah, not through the Garden of Eden, where they once were, because we weren't all born in Eden. It was only Adam and Eve. Through then, obviously, Noah comes through, and then Abraham, and then the Lord made a people through Jacob, his grandson. He says, okay, Jacob, you're going to be Israel, and from Israel, I'm going to bring out the tree of life that was once in Eden, that was not known by you, was not known by your fathers, that was not known by anybody, by your people, including Noah, because Jesus, they didn't know Jesus like that. So that tree of life that was once in Eden now came into the world via a woman. And then this woman had to carry Jesus for 9 months, birth him, so that from him, Jesus can then be the sacrifice. Because that's what now needed to be done to redeem the children that were lost through the death of knowing the knowledge of good and evil. So the Lord says for us to be redeemed, to be returned back to him, back to Father. Out of Eden, he still sent his treasure. Out of Eden, he still sent his treasure. When we choose to eat of the tree of life, we are choosing Jesus. We are partaking of his fruits. If you see in Galatians 5, 22 to 23, instead of those of the tree of knowledge which leads to death. Most of the time, we really have to say no to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, even when it is brought to us. When Jesus came down on earth, he did not partake of this tree. He himself was tempted through Satan in the desert. Remember, the same Satan that told Eve, surely you will not die. Surely you will not die if you eat. Satan did the exact same thing to Jesus, trying to get him to partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil as a son of God, because he had worked in Eden, and that's how he got. And mind you, Jesus is not coming now in Eden. We are no longer in Eden. He's coming to a fallen world. Satan could basically expose himself. He didn't have to hide via serpent. He can be himself and say, listen, you can make these bread, you can do this, everything that he had tempted, that was out of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because if you look at the things he tempted Jesus with, these are the things that the flesh wants and desires. Yeshua came on earth and did not fall. He overcame. On top of like Holy Spirit teaching me this, he gave me a vision. So I saw in a vision that there is no power on earth that can overcome the power of the cross. No nuclear weapons, no atom bombs can do what the cross still does today. So it was just power coming out. And it looked like, you know, when like there's a bomb and there's just fire, 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 and it's hitting all areas, it's flattening everything. That's how the power of the cross looked like. As I saw this, I was like, oh my goodness, power. There's no power outside of this. No power stronger. They may have tried to imitate it, but there's no power like the power of the cross to take sin, to redeem, to pull people out. So then, crazy, because I was saying, Lord, Jesus overcame. He never was corrupted, yet he was in Eden. This is a person that knows how to live without corruption. And he comes on earth where it is okay to be corrupt. It's okay to do evil. It's okay to fall and stand up again, because that's how we live here. But he didn't fall. He was not corrupted. They could not touch him. It was amazing. And he still left upright. He still left good. He still left blameless. Yeah, man, that's pretty cool, I think. As we grow in intimate knowledge of the Lord, of the tree of life, then generally comes a reverence. What I found with coming to know him, there's generally like a reverence, a kind of like a fear of the Lord that I have now, that it's expressed deeply in other things. Sometimes I try to ignore it, but then I make a mistake and I come back and I'm like, you know what, actually, Lord, I'm still sorry. I did mess up. And fear is not like, well, I'm so scared, but there is a reverence of, oh, Lord, I know you there. I know you're still good, but could you please help me with this? But as you come into the knowledge of the Lord, the reverence or the fear of the Lord does generally increase. And it leads us to worship. While the tree of the knowledge of good and evil does not lead us to worship, as you saw with what Satan was trying to get Jesus to do, it was taking his worship away from God, from the Father. He was actually even bringing it to himself. Why? Because knowledge puffs up. It puffs up your ego. It puffs up your self-importance, self-reliance, and self-righteousness, as we see with many people that have relied on just knowledge. And, you know, that we call them experts, people that say they've got a knowledge of the Bible. Okay, like, you know, for instance, Pharisees in our days, we may not be calling them Pharisees. They quote unquote, you know, biblical experts, yet they're not working with the Holy Spirit. They're working based on their knowledge, and they're so puffed up. You could never know more than me, they say. So it's those things. It doesn't bring praise. It doesn't bring honor to the Lord. It doesn't cause you to be humble. You generally want to exalt yourself above everybody else simply because you trust that you know better than everyone. That was the mystery you showed me. That was the mystery. So it was the mystery of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It does bring death. Unlike the tree of life, obviously, it brings the life and the life of God in us. Because we are of the fallen and because we still have to deal with Satan here and the power of the air, we are every day having to deal with that tree of knowledge. Every day, now that Jesus has come from Eden, from heaven, that has come and has died and has chosen to be the tree of life in a fallen state of the world, where we can still find salvation through his cross, through his redemption plan on the cross, through the covenant that he's chosen to be for us, I mean, we can start enjoying the fruits. That's basically what I saw and heard from him, and I'm sure he's still going to teach me more of it, but so far we only know and see in part. Be blessed.